让我们以祷告开始。主耶稣，我们为你的话语感谢你，帮助我们学习能够听从你的话语，能够听到你圣灵的感动，我们把这个在生命中活出来。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。把这个关掉，关掉这个，关掉。
I want to start by looking back at last week's homework.
我们回去看上个星期的家庭作业。
And someone sent me an email this week with very good advice.
我们这个星期有人给我送了一个邮件，有个很好的建议。
They said, I am paraphrasing. They said, we Chinese are very humble.
他就说我们中国人都很谦卑。
And so when you ask who did your homework, we are too humble and shy to raise our hand.
当你问说谁做了家庭作业，我们都很谦卑，所以呢，我们就不会说举手说我做了家庭作业。
I see. I am used to American students who, even if they do a little bit of the homework, raise their hand.
然后我就已经习惯美国学生，他们家庭作业哪怕只做了一点点，他们问他们，他们都会举手。
So I am learning.Culture shock.
所以我在学习两个文化之间的冲突。
So the email suggested I do differently today.
然后呢，那个电邮呢就建议我这样来做。
I will try.
我会来试一试。
Please raise your hand if you did not do the homework.
如果你没做家庭作业，请举手。哇，咱。
Elder Yang, please look around.
杨长老，你看看这些没做。
I followed your advice.
我是跟着你的建议来做的。
You have to send me more advice.
你该给我更多的建议。
How many of you did this week's homework?
谁这个星期做了家庭作业了？
Okay. For those of you who did, please help me.
如已经做过家庭作业，请你们帮帮我。
Matthew 28.
马太福音第二十八章。
18 to 20.
第十八到二十节。
Give me one of the questions you found and answered in that.
就是你们在这个发现的这个问题跟答案是什么？如果你们有听到，请可以告诉我。
I cannot teach with keys in my pocket.
我那个包里边有个钥匙是很烦我的，我得交给我太太。
Sue is the official keeper of my keys.
然后我太太是我们家的那个钥匙保管者。
Someone give me a question that you found.
有没有人可以回答你做家庭作业哪个是你发现的问题？就是列出这几节经文所有能找出的问题，有谁能给的？哦、oh, ，Charles.
Was it only for the 11?
他就说这个何人难道是是不是只有十一个人在场？就是何人
？Very good. When you read that, one question you can ask is, who is he talking to?
这个你这种问的问题就是说，耶稣在跟谁讲话？这对谁说呢？观众是谁？听众是谁
？If he is talking only to the 11, then I'm off the hook.
如果他只是对这十一个人讲话，那我们就没问没我们没没事了，做了。
I don't have to go and make disciples.
我就不需要去万民族让他们做主的门徒。
Good question. Someone else.
很好的问题。还有没有别的发现问题？有没有？明弟兄，你说。他说这个在山上，那这个到底在哪个山上
？Where were they when？
他说这个当这些事情发生的时候，那山上是在什么地方呢？何地？这是他问的问题。
And what is the answer to your question？
那林弟兄，你这个山上何地的问题是什么
？They were on a mountain, okay？
他们在山上。
Now, if he is giving this instruction when he is on a mountain，
如果他是在山上给了这个诫命这个使命的话，
you can imagine he kind of you can see everywhere from a mountain， right？
所以你在山上的时候呢，山顶的时候，你可以纵
览。They're up high， and he says， I want you to be prepared to go everywhere and make disciples。
主耶稣说，我想你们要准备好，要去在万民中使万民做我的门徒。
Someone else，
还有没有别的人有这个做了作业？可以有你的答案是什么？好 ，How to baptize them?
Okay. How will we fulfill this? Okay. Good. All right.
就是我们怎么样来施行那个主耶稣的使命。
Now, last week was on how to do read a small section.
上个星期我们讲如何读这个小段的经文。
Let me say two things about the homework for those of you who did not raise your hand, you did it.
然后呢，上星期如果你是那个做了作业但是没举手的人。
First, a little pressure.
给你们点压力。
I taught this yesterday for 30 pastors in Liberia by Skype.
昨天呢，我是通过这个，就是这个视频呢，我是跟那个30个在尼日利亚的牧师讲了这个课。
I gave them the same homework.
我给他们同样的家庭作业。
Next week I will ask them how many did it.
我下个星期也会问那些牧师到底多少人做了家庭作业。
Please don't let people in Liberia who don't even have good electric pass you up.
请你们不要，他说在利比亚，不要那个利比亚牧师甚至都没电，让他们都超过你们。
How's that for putting pressure on you?
哎，这个给你们有没有感觉到有点压力呢
？Okay, so make sure you do the homework next week so that I can tell them, oh, the Chinese students do their homework better than you do yours.
然后呢，我就这样的，我就可以在他面前说，你看那个中国的那个人都把这个家庭作业都做了。
But also, we are getting bigger assignments now.
因为现在呢，我们的家庭作业这个幅度就更大了。
So, if you fall behind, it gets harder.
如果你这个已经落后了，这月就越来越难了。
We are looking now at looking at bigger sections.
现在我们是要讲那个大段经文的大段篇幅的观察。
I'm actually only giving you 3 verses this week.
这个星期的家庭作业其实只有三句。
But then the next assignment is going to be an entire book.
在这周之后，第四周的那个下一次的家庭作业就整本了。
So this week you are going to look at 1 John.
这个星期呢，你会看约翰一书。
And I want you to begin looking at key words and key ideas.
我就想让你们看出来那个关键经节的跟关键的那个说法。
So I'm going to have you circle certain words that are repeated.
我就想让你们把那个重复的词呢给圈起来。
I'm going to have you answer questions about this.
我也会在这个家庭作业里面你要回答问题。
So, take that home, please, this week.
所以请大家把第三课家庭作业带回去一定要做。
Now, as we read a larger section,
当我们去读那个大段篇幅的时候,
I want to use as an example the book of Nehemiah, if you will turn
that in
your
Bible. 所以我要用这个尼希米记呢
来做 Nehemiah chapter 1,
尼希米记的第一章来做来做这个做例子。
We looked last week at some questions to ask when you read a verse from the Bible.
我们上次就谈到了读一节经文之后所应该问的问题。
Now we're going to start to look at bigger sections.
现在我们就看那个大段的篇幅。
And so some of the questions will be bigger questions.
有些问题呢好像也是概括很广是大的问题。
The first thing we're going to see when you read a large section is To read, look at the context.
第一个呢，你就是要看查看背景。
What does the word context mean?
这个背景是什么意思呢？背景是什么意思？就是或者上下文这个翻译成，大家有没有 before and after?
Okay.
就是说前后背景就是说上下文就是看前边看后边
what comes around it
就是说这个
what is before it what is after
在这一段经文的前边这个后边是在哪都是在讲什么
I have sometimes told my students at Hope Sound this not very good joke to explain context
在一个学生讲到说你要看这个上下文呢有一个不是很好玩的笑话
The Bible says Judas went out and hanged himself.
圣经上有说犹大就出去吊死了。
The Bible says go and do the same.
然后圣经上也有说你出去做同样的。
And the Bible says what you do, do quickly.
然后圣经上也说你所要做的快做吧。
Now, those three sentences don't come together in the Bible.
当然这个在圣经上这三句话没有连在一起。
But they are all in there.
但是都在那里，这三句话确实是
圣经来的。And I have met people who read the Bible that way.
我有时候看到人真是这么读圣经的。
Open it and point, and ah, here's some sentence to read.
然后他就刚开始就拿手一指说，哦，这是我今天要读的经文。
Here's another sentence.
然后再翻过去再读另外一节。
That could be very dangerous.
这个是很危险的。
Context looks at what is around it.
所以呢，这个背景上下文就看看这个到底在讲什么。
Now, when we come to Nehemiah, we begin to read.
当我们读到尼希米记，我们开始读的时候呢
And we start to ask some questions about the context.
我们就开始问这个背景，有关背景的问题。
We look at verse 1. Well, go to verse 4.
第一个，像我们看到第一章第四节。
As soon as I heard these words, I sat down and wept.
我听见这话就坐下哭泣。
Now, what should you ask when you read verse 4?
如果你读第四节，你就要问什么问题呢？我们应该问什么问题呢？马上你想到的。
Okay.
他听到了什么？就是我们问你说，哦，听见这话，那我就会问说，听到什么了？
Yeah, if you started at verse 4, you're going to know there is something came before this.
如果你只读第四句，你就会说肯定前面有什么事情发生了。
And so let's go back to verse 1.
然后现在我们就回到第一节。
And we ask the word who?
然后我们就问是何人，什么人？
The words of Nehemiah.
这个是尼希米的言语。
The son of Hakaliah.
他是哈加利亚的儿子。
That tells us who he is.
告诉我们他的身份是什么。
It happened in the month of Chislev.
这个是发生在基斯流月。
If you look in a Bible dictionary, you'll find out that that's roughly our November and December.
如果我们去看圣经字典，就知道那个大概就是十一月或者十二月期间。
In the 20th year.
在一个是二十年。
Now.When you read the in the 20th year, if you're saying when, you don't know, does that mean he's 20 years old?
你说20年，你就想到这20年时候他20岁了吗？
The 20th year of what?
是20年，什么样的20年呢？
But if you're reading, you probably ought to put a little question mark.
然后你在那里可能打个问号。
20 years of what?
是什么样的20年呢？
When you come to chapter 2, and here's why you have to ask a lot of questions when you read.
当你到那个第二章的时候，你就知道为什么你要问这么多问题了。
When you come to Nehemiah chapter 2,
你到尼希米第二章的时候，
you'll get the answer.
你就会有答案了。
It is the 20th year of the reign of King Artaxerxes.
第二章他就会讲到说这是亚达薛西王统治的第二十年。
Now, here's why that matters. You might say, so what?
你就说那又怎么有什么关系呢？
Nehemiah is going to ask for something kind of significant.
尼希米要去求问一个很重要的事情。
He's going to say to the king, I want you to trust me.
他要对国王说，请你来相信我。
To take a leave of absence.
就是我要离开一段。
To travel days and days to Jerusalem.
要花好多的时间就是回到耶路撒旅行到耶路撒冷。
I want you to give me authority over the men that I will find there.
然后我想求你给我这个权柄，我到那个地方的时候，那边的人会。
Daniel, how old are you?
他说。
18.
他问那个庄明然几岁了？庄明然说十八岁。
Two years from now, when Daniel is 20.
Almost 19 this month. 再过两年他就二十岁的时候。
One year from now, when he is almost 20.
当他到明年二十岁的时候。
And he says,
他就
I would like for you to allow me to take a leave of absence from my job.
他就会说到这个有权柄的人前面说，我希望你能给我假期。
Travel hundreds and hundreds of miles.
然后走好成百上千的英里的路。
Be gone for months.
然后离开好几个月。
And go to a group of people who don't know me.
然后到一群陌生人中间。
And say, the governor, the king has given me authority to boss you around.
然后呢，这个国王呢，已经给我权柄，我就要听你们，我就是你们的老板，你们都得听我的。
Anybody think that's going to work?
你觉得那样子大家会听他的吗？
No.
不会的。
But it's not Nehemiah's 20th year.
但所以呢，这个不是尼希米二十岁了。
It's the 20th year of the king's reign.
是这个亚达薛西王他统治
的第二十年。And Nehemiah has been working for him and earned trust and respect.
然后这个尼希米一直为这个国王工作，这个、国王也很信任他。
And so when he
makes
this request, he has a track record behind him.
他之所以能够这样去向王求，是因为他后边有好的记录。
When matters.
他说，所以什么时候是很重要的。
Where?
在哪里发生的呢？
He's in Susa the citadel.
他在那个苏珊的城的宫中。
Again, you might look that up in a Bible dictionary.
然后你再去看圣经的字典的话。
And you will find out that Persia had two palaces.
你就知道波斯有两个宫殿。
There was a summer palace.
它有一个夏季的宫殿。
And there was a winter palace in Susa.
还有一个是在冬天，在苏珊城有个冬季的宫殿。
And what month did I tell you this happened?
刚才我刚才讲，他说这个基斯六月大概是几月份呢？刚才讲到的。
November, December.
十一月或者十二月期间。
So it's the winter time.
所以这是在冬天的时候。
In the winter palace.
然后在一个冬宫里边。
Nehemiah is there.
然后尼希米在这里。
All right, that gives us a little background about who we're talking about.
所以现在我们就有一点了解，说我们在讲什么。
But we still don't know what words is it that gave him so much trouble.
然后我们还是不了解到底什么话让他心里这么悲哀呢？
So we read on.
然后我们就继续读第一章。
He's there in the winter.
然后他在就第一节之后说他是在冬天在冬宫里边。
And Hanani, one of my brothers, came.
他说我的一个弟兄哈拿尼。
With certain men from Judah.
同了几个人从犹太来。
And I asked them.
我就问他们。
Some questions.
我就问了他们一些问题。
I asked them about the Jews who had escaped and who had survived the exile.
他就我就关于问他们关于被掳归回犹太人的情况。
And I asked them about Jerusalem.
然后我也问他们关于耶路撒冷的光景。
And they responded.
他们又对我说。
And listen to what they say.
你听他们说什么。
For question one about the remnant that survived.
第一个是关于被掳归回犹太人的情况。
They are in great trouble and shame.
他们遭大难受凌辱。
And for your second question about the city.
第二个关于耶路撒冷的这个城的问题。
The wall of Jerusalem is broken down.
耶路撒冷的城墙被拆毁。
And its gates destroyed by fire.
城门也被火焚烧。
Now, when you read that,
当你读到这些时候，
you should suddenly start to understand why Nehemiah sits down and weeps and mourns and fasts and prays.
所以当你读到这些，你就应该知道为什么尼希米会坐下哭泣、悲哀、禁食。
He's a Jew.
他是一个犹太人。
These are his people.
这都是他的同胞。
This is his homeland.
那是他的家乡。
We know from Daniel.
我们从但以理书知道。
That every day when Daniel prayed.
每天当但以理祷告的时候。
He turned and faced towards Jerusalem.
每天但以理都是楼上有个窗户，他就是那个窗户对着耶路撒冷开，他要在面对耶路撒冷祷告。
Because that is home.
那是他的家。
That matters.
那个对他很重要。
Nehemiah, as a Jew, probably does the same thing.
尼希米作为一个犹太人，他可能跟但以理做的是同样的事情。
These are his family.
这是他的同胞，他的家庭。
And this is his home.
这是他的家乡。
And his family, his people, the Jews, have great trouble and great shame.
他的同胞这些犹太人遭大难受凌辱。
And his city, the walls are broken down.
他的家乡的城墙被拆毁。
The gates are destroyed by fire.
然后城门也被火焚烧。
Now this morning when you came to church.
今天早上我们大家来教会的时候。
And you were driving down Lantana or Jog Road.
我们或者是从Jog或者从 Lantana 开过来。
Do you remember when you passed through the gates that allowed you into Lake Worth?
你记不记得那个让你就是那个雷克沃斯城的这个入口
Remember that big tall wall that goes around the city?
你们记不记得那个城外边有一个城墙有一堵墙
Some of you are saying no.
我们都不知道的
And some of you are saying, why did they let the crazy man teach class today?
然后有人说怎么让这么脑子发疯的人来讲课了今天
We don't expect walls and gates around our cities, right?
不是，我们从来没想到说我们的城外边怎么会有城墙呢
？But how many of you have been to Nanjing?
多少人去过南京 ？That's his hometown.
Okay, all right. The wall around the city.
记不记得那个南京的那个城墙
？I walked around that with Sue.
我跟我太太那时候我们在那个城墙上整个走了一圈。
And realized there was a time in history when that wall is very important.
我们就知道说在历史上有一段时期城墙是很重要的。
If that wall is strong,
如果那个城墙很坚固
if the gates are protected,
如果这个城门被保护好了
then if you are inside the wall, you are safe.
只要你在城墙之内你就是安全的。
Right?
对不对
That's the world of Jerusalem in Nehemiah's time.
就是在尼希米的时代，耶路撒冷其实那时候就是这样的。
When the wall is torn down,
当你的城墙被拆毁的时候，
it's not just a matter of, well, you know, looks kind of junky.
你就是不是说看得不好看了。
There's no protection.
对现在来讲，你就没有一个保护你的东西在那。
The city is at the mercy of everyone.
所以呢，你要没有城墙的话，你的这个离别的人，这个城就看着别人怎么对你，是不是有怜悯，是不是
？He says the people who have survived have great shame.
他说这些好容易就是被掳，然后又归回的犹太人就是受凌辱。
I don't know that I'll get here today, so let me jump and say.This story is happening almost 100 years after the people were allowed to go back to Jerusalem.
这个事情呢，我再讲一个故事，是在是发生在当时犹太人他们被掳，他们已经归回到耶路撒冷，已经是一百年之后了，就是尼希米汇报的这个时候。
The people, the city had been destroyed in 587.
在公元前586年，这个耶路撒冷城被毁。
The first group of people were allowed to go back 50 years later, 536.
大概在公元前536年，过了50年以后，第一群人就是被允许回到他们的家乡耶路撒冷。
Nehemiah is writing in 444.
尼希米是在公元前444年写这本书的。
So these walls have been torn down for 150 years.
所以这些已经被毁的城墙在那儿已经是被毁掉了100年了。
The Jews have been back home in Jerusalem living there for almost 100 years.
所以那些被掳又归回的犹太人在那边已经住了大概100年之久。
And there's still no walls.
然后他们在那住了100年还是没有城墙保护他们。
Worse.
更糟糕的是。
When we come to chapter 2, we're going to read.
到我们到第二章我们又会读到。
That when Nehemiah comes back,
当尼希米回去的时候。
Late at night, he decides, I want to see what is the situation.
他就到晚上他就说我要去看看城墙到底现在是什么状况。
He gets on his horse and starts to ride around with a group of his aides.
他就晚上骑上驴然后带了几个人。
And they have to get off their horses and walk.
然后他们有的时候呢甚至呢就是说都那个牲口都过不去都得要走过去。
Because so much rubble and junk is piled in the road that you can't get past.
因为他那个高高低低城墙被毁的那个一堆的他必须要只能走不能骑牲口。
And how long has it been there?
他在那儿待了几天那个你说那些荒堆在那儿已经待了多久了被毁的城墙大家想想。一百年。
150 years and the people have been living there for 100 years with
that. 他说那个城墙已经被毁150年但是这些被掳归回的人在那儿已经住了100年了。
Now understand, this is a little lot that someone needs to mow the yard.
他不是说一堆小小的土。
This is Main Street. This is Lampana Road.
他所这些荒堆这些大土堆都是在一个主要的干道上就像我们外边兰泰纳肉的似的。
And people for 100 years have been riding their horse down through the street.
然后一百年来人就是骑着他们的马经过这个主要的街道。
Getting off and walking around.
然后到那个碰到那一大土堆呢就走过去牵着马走过去。
Because of all the rubble.
因为所有的这些垃圾这些荒堆这些土堆。
That's your family.
这是。
Mom and Dad.
这是我的家庭爸爸妈妈也是
Grandma and Grandpa
爷爷奶奶也是
Great Grandpa and Great Grandma
就是太爷爷太奶奶也是这样做的因为一百年
Why?
为什么
Are they lazy?
是因为他们懒惰吗
No
不是
We're going to find out that onceNehemiah comes along, they clean it all up and build a wall in 52 days. These aren't lazy people.
他们并不是懒惰的人，因为为什么？尼希米回去，他们52天就把那城墙重建了，所以他们不是懒惰。
Why is it like that?
为什么是那样待了那样呢？为什么会
？I'll tell you why.
我告诉大家的原因。
I was in a poor area in Lagos.
Where?
Lagos, Nigeria.
哦，他是在一个很穷的尼日利亚一个地方。
There are some beautiful areas of that city.
在那个城市里边有一些很美的景观。
But where I was not beautiful.
但是我待的那个地方呢，并不好。
And I'm in a car, And we have only about a mile to drive.
我坐在车上，我们大概只需要开一迈。
And it takes 10 or 15 minutes.
就那个一迈呢，大概花了十到十五分钟。
Because there are places where the holes are so deep in the road that you just have to barely creep around to get through.
因为在那个路上有那个很深的那个大洞，所以你开车得小心的绕过去。
And finally, I said to the person I was with.
然后我就跟我同行人，我就问他。
Why doesn't anyone fix the hole?
为什么地上有这么大的洞都没人去修呢？
And he said,
他说，
There's no use.
没用啊。
There's too many holes.
太多的洞了，地上太多的洞。
Fix this one and there'll be another one.
你把这个修了，马上就出来另外一个洞。
There's no use to try.
所以试都不用试了。
And when he said that, I remembered Nehemiah.
然后当他这么说的时候，马上就想起来尼希米记。
How can you go 100 years with rubble on Lantana Road so high that you can't drive down the road?
为什么你在这个最主要的干道上，你有这么多的大土堆，大家都在这样绕来绕去，你就在那儿过了一百年？
Only if everyone from the mayor down has given up hope.
从这个市长，从最高阶层到最下边，大家都已经放弃希望了。
There's no use to clean up the mess.
没必要，没什么，没希望的去把这些东西都给清理，赶紧把这路给修好。
We don't even have a wall to our city.
我们甚至都没有城墙，有什么用呢？
So if we cleaned it up,
就算我们把这个土
，our enemies would just come back and attack us again and destroy.
然后敌人仇敌又会来，又来攻击我们，又把我们都给毁掉了。
They have lost hope.
他们已经丧失了希望。
They are living in great shame.
所以呢，他们就是。活在很大的苦难，这个羞耻之中，羞辱之中。
You understand that?
大家了解吗？
When you read Nehemiah,
当你读尼希米记的时候，
if you want it to really grab you,
如果你真的想要这个尼希米记紧紧抓住你，
if you want to see what an incredible man Nehemiah is,
你要想知道尼希米是一个如怎么样伟大的一位人物。
You have to get a picture that this is, and pardon the political joke, this is not let's just build a wall.
这个不是说他的政治目标就是建一个城墙。
Let's make a big wall somewhere. No,
那我们就是说我们建个城墙在哪里？
This is a city that has given up hope.
而是一座放弃没有希望的城市。
For 100 years, everyone has said, the best we can do is survive.
所以呢，一百年来，这个城里的人说，我们所唯一能做的最好的就是能够活下去。
And what city is it? What's the where?
这是在哪儿？这大家说这是在什么城市呢？这什么地方？耶路撒冷。
The city of God.
是神的城。
The most special city in the world.
在这个世界上一个最特殊、最特别的一个城市。
This is the place where God lives.
这是神所有的诗篇里关到说这个锡安山，神的城。
All of those beautiful psalms are about this city.
所有这些优美的这些诗歌都是关于这个城市的。
And instead, all there is ruins.
但是现在这里却充满了废墟。
You read that, and then you understand.
你读到这些，你就可以了解到。
Why Nehemiah says?
为什么尼希米会说
？I sat down and wept.
我就坐下哭泣。
And mourned for days.
悲哀几日。
I continued fasting.
在天上的我就持续的进食祈祷。
Start by looking at the context.
所以呢你就开始先来看这个上下文。
And you'll realize what a hopeless situation Nehemiah is.
你就看那个背景就知道尼希米所处的这个当时的处境是多么的没有希望，多么的绝望。
Now I told you we start with observation.
我们首先是以观察开始。
We will end with application.
我们最后的是以应用来结束。
But that's a few weeks from now.
但是应用还有几个星期以后才讲。
And some of you may have given up on me by then, so let me jump there for a moment.
所以你们到时候只要不是对我失望，我现在先来谈一下应用。
When you look at a situation that is hopeless,
当你看到一个没有希望的景况的时候，
when you look around you and you see, there's no hope.
你看看你周围，你说真是这个没指望了。
How do you respond? What do you do?
那你应该怎么样来回应呢？你会怎么？
Pray.
他说祷告。
I hope that is what you do, not just what you knew was going to be the right answer.
我希望那是真的大家做的，而不是说这个是因为正确的答案。
Because 99.9999% of the people in Nehemiah's day,
因为在 99.99999% 的人在的时代。
I like hearing that translated. I should have added more nines.
他说希望我再多说点九。
Their response was,
他们的反应是什么呢？
There's no hope.
没指望了。
Let's get off our horse and walk around the rubble.
就让我们骑着我们的驴或的马，我们就下来，就绕过这大堆土就好了，这个废墟就好了。
And I have to think,
我要肯定我是这么想的。
Because people are people.
因为人就是人嘛。
That when we see unmanageable problems today,
让我们看到一个我们觉得根本没有办法操纵面，没有办法面对的问题的时候，
that 99.99999% of people today,
那个今天呢 99.99999% 的人，
that's fun.
有的人觉得这个这样翻译很好笑，
have the same response.
我们也像尼希米时代的人有同样的反应。
We say,
我们就说
Ain't it awful?
太可怕了，太糟糕了。
Things are terrible.
事情真糟。
I don't think they'll ever get better.
我就觉得这个永远不会变好了。
But once in a while.
但是呢，每隔一段时期。
0.00001% of the people are Nehemiah.
0.00001% 的人是像尼希米那样。
And their response is.
他们的反应是什么呢？
To fast.And pray before the God of heaven.
而是在天上的神面前禁食祈祷。
Because Nehemiah knows immediately.
因为尼希米马上就知道。
This is a problem I can't fix.
是我这个问题是我不能做的，我不能修复的。
The only person who can fix this problem.
唯一能够修理这个问题，能处理这个问题的就是。
Is God.
就是神。
The God of heaven.
而且他是这位天上的神。
And so he's going to begin to pray.
所以他就开始祷告。
And now I want to move from context to looking at a paragraph.
现在呢，我们从看背景到我们来看这个整段。
When we read a paragraph, what do we look at?
当我们读一段的时候，我们要找什么呢？要看什么呢？
In this case, it's a prayer.
在这个里边，他讲到的是祷告。
And look at what he prays.
我们看尼希米他祷告的是什么呢？
He begins by praising God.
他首先以赞美神来开始。
Now, I have to confess.
我必须要坦诚。
My prayer after I hear what was reported.
如果我听到这些报告的话，我的祷告会什么样呢？
If I happen to have brought myself to the point to pray instead of just saying how terrible.
如果我能够甚至让自己能够去祷告的话，我的祷告会是什么呢？
Is probably going to start like this.
我可能会这样开始。
God,
神呐、啊、
We are in trouble.
我们真是在一个很糟糕的处境中。
Because I'm pretty sure he doesn't know that. He needs me to tell him.
可能神不知道我们的处境这么糟糕，我需要让他提醒他。
God, we're in trouble.
神呐、啊、我们现在倒霉了。
I don't see any hope.
我看不到任何希望。
But do you think you would mind to help us a little bit?
你是不是那个能不能不介意就多少帮我们一点呢？
But listen to how Nehemiah prays.
但是我们来听听尼希米的祷告。
Because some of you face problems in your life that you cannot see any solution for.
所以我们有些人会在生活中我们看到的问题我们看不到任何的解决之道。
It's probably not a wall around your city that's fallen down.
也许不是你周围的城墙倒了。
And maybe it's not been 100 years.
也许也没有说一百年。
But it may be an ongoing issue that has come over and over and over.
或者是有一件事情就是不断的一而再再而三的在你生活中出现一个难处。
And maybe it has gone on.
也许就是这一直在持续着。
I talked to a young student, a young man, about a problem in his life.
我跟一个年轻人谈他生活中的问题。
And when I said, there is hope for this,
我说自己有希望的。
He just shook his head.
他就摇摇头说。
And he said, I have this problem.
他说我有这个问题啊。
My father had this problem.
我爸也有这个问题。
My grandfather had this problem.
我爷爷也有这个问题。
And I don't know any further back, but if I did, they probably all had that problem.
如果我再去追溯我的祖先的话，可能大家都有这个问题。
Why do you think I can get help?
你怎么就觉得我会能有帮助，能好一些呢？
And I realized here is a young man like Nehemiah's situation.
He says this is a
100-year-old problem. What hope is there?
那边还有什么指望呢?
But in the face of that, listen to how Nehemiah prays.
但是在面对这样的问题，尼希米他是如何祷告的呢?
He starts like we should.
他就应该是我们应该像他这样。
With praise.
首先呢是祷赞美。
O Lord God of heaven.
他说耶和华天上的神。
The great and awesome God.
大而可畏的神啊。
Who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments.
你向爱你守你诫命的人守约施慈爱。
He starts by saying, God, you are a great and powerful and wonderful God.
他首先来说神啊你是大而可畏是大有能力的神。
And you are a God who keeps your promises.
你是守约的神。
You are a God of steadfast love.
你是永远是慈爱的恒久爱的神。
Why does he start his prayer like that?
他为什么要以这样的祷告开始呢?
Now some of you are
有些人呢是总是对任何事情都是有点怀疑态度。
And you are thinking, he starts his prayer like that for the same reason that I start with my boss by saying, you are a wonderful boss.
他这样子开始就像我为我的老板讲话，我就老对我老板说，
you are an awesome boss.
你是一个真是很棒的老板，太棒的老板。
Would you give me a week off?
可不可以让我请一个星期假？
Nehemiah is not buttering God up.
那个尼希米不是在去那个想要奉承巴结神。
But you see, Nehemiah understands.
但是尼希米他真的了解认识。
There is only one power in the world that can fix this problem.
在这个问题里边，只有一个能力可以能够处理这个问题。
And it's God.
那就是神。
And he needs to remember. Nehemiah needs.
尼希米他自己需要记住这一点。
The God he serves and how he can fix it.
他所服侍的神是可以处理这个问题的。
C.S. Lewis said something wonderful about praise.
讲到一个有一段话讲赞美讲得很好。
He said, the reason God commands us so many times in scripture to praise him.
在圣经中神不断地要强调我们要赞美他。
Is not because God is insecure and needs to hear us brag on him.
神并不是说他没有安全感需要我们来好像来不断地来夸耀他一样。
It's not because God is an egomaniac who likes to hear us brag.
或者神是有点那个自我狂恋，就是希望别人不断的来夸奖他。
It's because.
而是因为。
God understands that we need to know who He is.
而是神知道我们需要记住到底神是谁。
Because we need to know we can trust Him.
我们需要知道我们可以信靠神。
And the more we praise Him, the more we understand this is the one God that we can trust.
我们越祷告，我们就越能了解这位就是我们可以信靠的神。
C.S. Lewis said, the more we praise Him, the more we enjoy Him.
路易斯说，我们越赞美他，我们就越享受他。
You see, I like to eat, you can tell.
他说他比较喜欢吃，大家可以看出来。
And so, if I go somewhere and have a wonderful, wonderful meal,
如果我去那个地方有很好吃的饭菜，
there is part of it that will make it even better.
有的让这个饭菜更好的是什么呢？
And that is if I can take a picture,
如果我可以拍个照片，
and send it to one of my children and say, look at what I'm eating.
然后把这个拍的照片给我的孩子们送过去说，哎，你看爸爸今天吃什么好吃的了。
Right?
对不对？
The more I can brag on it,The more I enjoy it.
如果我喜欢的这个东西，我越能夸耀它，我就越享受它。
Sue and I went on a trip.
我跟我太太去一个旅程。
We come back.
我们回来以后。
A year later, we pull out pictures and look.
然后过了一年以后，我们把我们当时照片拿出来看。
And we enjoy the trip all over again.
然后我们看那些照片，我们就回忆我们的旅程，哎，我们就再一次享受。
Right?
对不对？
And God knows.When we praise Him,
神知道当我们赞美他的时候
it adds to our enjoyment of who He is, our appreciation of who He is.
我们就 更加的来感激，能够赞赏到底神是谁，就让我们更能享受神。
Nehemiah is facing a big problem.
现在尼希米所面对的是一个山一样巨大的问题。
He needs to know.
他需要知道。
There is a God who can fix it.
那有一位神，他是可以修复处理这个问题的。
So he says, Oh God, the great and awesome God who keeps covenant and love.
他说大而可畏的神啊，你是爱你就是守约是慈爱的神。
Let your ear be attentive, let your eyes be open to hear your, my prayer.
愿你睁眼看，侧耳听你仆人在你面前的祷告。
And then he does something else that we need to see in the prayer.
然后他又做了一些别的事情我们需要看到。
Confessing the sins of the people of Israel, which we have sinned against you, even I and my father's house have sinned.
他就是在神面前承认他和以色列全家所犯的罪。他说他甚至我和我父家都有罪了。
We have not kept your covenant.
我们没有遵守你的诫命。
Why is that so important?
为什么这个认罪很重要呢？
Does anyone know why Jerusalem was in shambles?
大家知道为什么耶路撒冷成为废墟荒堆呢？
They had sinned.
因为他们犯罪。
God had judged them.
神就审判他们了。
Nehemiah isn't blaming God for the problem.
是尼希米不是因为耶路撒冷的问题来责备神。
And he knows the only way to get this problem solved.
他说唯一的能够解决这个问题的方出路在哪里呢？
Is to confess we have sinned and we need your mercy.
就是承认他们犯罪了，他们需要神的怜悯。
Do you understand that sometimes we come to God with our problem?
有的时候我们带着我们的问题到神面前。
We say, God, please help me.
你就是说神啊，求你帮我。
But the problem has come as a result of our sin.
但是很多时候这个问题是因为我们犯罪的结果。
And we are holding on to our sin.
然后我们还紧紧抓住我们的罪。
And we're not going to get the problem solved.
那样我们的问题永远也不能解决。
Nehemiah knows I've got to confess my sin.
所以尼希米知道我要来承认我的罪。
Because the sin is what caused the conflict between Israel and God.
因为罪就是为什么让以色列 和神之间有这个冲突的原因。
And then,
然后他接着又继续说。
Nehemiah makes his request.
然后这时候尼希米把他的请求带到神面前。
Says God,
他说
verse 8,
第八节。
Remember your words.
求你纪念你的话。
And he goes back to the words that Pastor Shi used this morning from Deuteronomy.
他就回到那个就是你今天早上许牧师又讲到了生命记里边的话。
If you are unfaithful, I will scatter you.
你们若犯罪，我就把你们分散在万民中。
But Nehemiah says.
但是尼希米接着说。
That wasn't the end of what you said.
但是那个不是你的结束语。
Yes, you said if you are unfaithful, I will scatter you.
神是你是说过，如果我们对你不忠心，你就把我们分散在万民中，全地。
But God, don't forget.
但是神呢，你别忘了。
You also said.
你还说了。
If you return to me.
但是你们若
I command.
谨守遵行我的诫命。
Though.
必从那里将他们招聚回来。
And I'm going to bring them back to the place I have chosen.
带到我所选择立为名我立为我名的居所。
To make my name dwell there.
就是这是我把我的名放在那个地方。
And again, what is that place that he had chosen?
那个神所拣选的那个立他名的居所是什么地方呢？
Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷。
Nehemiah says, God, you said that if we repent, you will bring us back.
神啊，你答应说如果我们悔改，就会把我们带回来。
God.
神呢
We've repented.
我们已经悔改。
And we're back.
现在我们也回来了。
And there's no wall.
但是却没有城墙。
And there's no gate.
也没有城门。
And all our enemies are laughing at us.
我们的仇敌都在嘲笑我们。
So Lord, verse 11.
所以他就说神呢
And here is the third thing I want you to see.
我想看到第三件事情。
He praises God.
第一个他赞美神。
He confesses his sin.
第二他认罪。
And then he makes a request.
然后他这时候向神请求说
Let your ear be attentive.
愿你的侧耳而听
And give success to your servant.
使你仆人现今亨通
And grant him mercy in the sight of this man.
在王面前蒙恩
Now, you know by now.
你知道现在
You have to ask a question when you read that sentence.
当你读到这儿的时候你应该问一个问题
Who is this man?
尼西米是什么人呢？
Right?
对不对？
What's the answer?
答案是什么？作王纠正的。
Grant him mercy in the sight of.
使我在什么在谁面前蒙恩。
The next sentence gives us the answer. Now I was cupbearer to the king.
他下边一句就马上就给答案了，说
Give me mercy in the sight of the king.
求你使我在谁面前蒙恩呢？
You see it?
你看到没有？
But I like that he says this man.
但他就尼西米所说的是我所喜欢的。
Because you see, if he said as I would, give me mercy in the sight of the king.
如果像我这样说，让我在神面，在王面前蒙恩的话
，Yes, God is powerful.
那国王，那个君王当然是很有权力的。
But the king is pretty powerful too.
当然，神是最有权力，但是君王呢，地上的君王也是很有权的。
Nehemiah doesn't say, God, I hope you're more powerful than the king.
我不是尼西米，不说神呐、啊，我希望你比君王
Looks to me to be pretty close.
更有权威，看上你们俩好像很那个。
He says, God, you are God. You are the God of the universe.
但是尼西米说，神啊，你是宇宙万物的神。
And Artaxerxes might be king.
但是呢，亚达学习他可能是国王。
But he's just a man.
但他不过就是一个人而已。
So God, give me success in the face of this man.
求你让我在这个人面前蒙恩。
And then he tells us.
然后他就告诉我说。
He was the cupbearer.
他是王九做王九正的。
I'm going to have to finish here.
然后我要现在要。
But I want you to see this in background of the story.
我想让你看到这个背景。
When you are in this first step of observing.
当你在这个观察的第一步的时候。
You have to ask a lot of questions.
你需要问很多问题，多方面的问题。
And when you read he was cupbearer.
当你读到说他是做王九正的。
You need to ask.
你要问。
What was a cupbearer?
这个九正是什么呢？
Because that doesn't sound very impressive to me.
对我们来讲，那个酒正好像不是
让人有什么
特别。昨天晚上
，we went out to eat.
我们昨天晚上吃饭。
And there was a cupbearer.
在那边有在那儿调酒的人，倒酒的人。
We called her the waitress.
我们那个就是那个
who brought our cup to us.
他那服务员就把那些杯子带过来。
Right?
对不对
？And if she had said, "Would you give me permission to go and take authority to rebuild a city?" Hundreds of miles away.
如果那个服务员对我说，你可不可以给我许可，让我去那个几百迈之外的一个城市重建这个城市？
I would have said, all I really want is my cup refilled.
他说，我就想说，你把我的水倒满就好了。
Right?
对不对？
So I have to go look in a Bible dictionary.
所以你就需要去看一个圣经字典去查。
And I find out that a cupbearer to the king.
对这个。国王的这个酒正是什么人呢
？Was almost like the prime minister.
他的位置之重要，基本上相当于首相或者宰相。
He was the person who was with the king all the time.
他是所有的时间都跟国王在一起。
He was highly trusted.
他被国王非常的信任这个人。
Because they did not do elections every 4 years.
因为他们那时候的国王不是选举上每四年选举。
And so if you wanted to get the king out of office,
所以你如果想要把这个国王赶走的话
，the best way
最好的办法是什么呢
？Was to put some poison in his food or in his drink.
而是要把这个国王让他吃的东西把他毒死。
Elections back then were pretty serious.
马上就要选举了，这个是很严肃的问题。
And the best way to do that was to bribe the person who was going to hand him the cup.
这个最好的办法要阻止这个国王，就是去贿赂那个给国王递酒的人。
And so the cup bearer was someone that the king very literally trusted with his life.
酒正呢，这个人呢是国王真是把他的性命都放在这个人的手上，非常的信任。
And the king became king because of hereditary.
那个国王之所以成王是那个王位继承下来的。
He wasn't necessarily the wisest person in the kingdom.
他并不是这个国家里最聪明的人，最有才干的人。
And so they said that very often the king would choose someone very wise and smart to be his cupbearer.
所以呢，常常呢，这个国王会选那个很聪明、很有才干的人做他的酒正。
Who's always right there?
所以总在他旁边。
Who hears everything the king hears?
就听到这个国王所听到的所有的一切。
And you can imagine the king.
然后这个国王可能想，
someone comes and asks him to make a decision.
有些人就要让国王做个决定。
And he says, "Come back tomorrow, and I'll tell you."
然后国王说，明天再来，我再跟你说。
And then he turns after they leave, of course.
然后当然这些人问他们，这些人都走了。
And says to his cupbearer.
然后这个国王就会问他的酒正。
Nehemiah, what would you do in that situation?
吉西米，如果是你，你该怎么做这个决定呢？
Nehemiah will say, well, I'm just a cupbearer.
尼希米说，哦，我不过就是个酒僧。
But I think what I might would do, and he tells him.
然后但是如果是我，我可能会这么做。
Next day,
然后第二天呢，这个大臣又回来。
And the king says.
然后这国王就说。
As a wise king.
作为一位这个英明的君王。
After I have thought of this through the night.
当我昨天晚上想了以后。
I have decided.
我就决定。
What did Nehemiah tell me?
看看这个尼希米刚才跟我讲了，昨天晚上给我讲了啥。
That was the cupbearer.
那就是酒政。
Now, you need to know that because
你为什么要知道？
Now you understand why Nehemiah has the credibility to make the request he made.
你就知道为什么尼希米有这个背景，有这个能力可以去向国王请求。
And you understand what a big request it is.
你知道他所问的这个请求是什么？
Because this isn't a waiter in a Chinese restaurant asking for a week off.
他不是说是一个服务生去在餐馆里边就说我想请一个星期的假。
This is the king's lifeguard.
这是国王的保镖。
And his brain.
然后也是国王的大脑。
Asking to be gone for a few months.
他就要求要离开国王几个月。
Nehemiah says, I'm going to have God's help to even get permission to be gone.
我就是真的需要神的帮助，能够让我许可呢，我能够走开几个月。
God, give me success.
说神啊，求你在我在神在王面前有亨通，有成。
We haven't finished the lesson.
我们还没把这课讲完。
But I hope you'll go away with this.
然后我希望你们离开时候知道。
Look at the biggest problems in your life.
看看你生命中最大的难题。
And understand there is a God who is powerful enough to fix them.
你知道有一位神，他大有能力，他足够来修复你的问题。
Don't be afraid to go to him.
不要害怕去到他面前。
Praising God, I know who you are.
第一个赞美神说神啊，我知道你是谁。
Confess, God, is there anything I need to take care of before I ask?
第二个呢是认罪，就说神啊，我是不是有些向你请求之前需要认的罪。
And then ask.
然后再向神请求。
God, this problem is bigger than me.
神啊，这个问题太大了，我。
But it's not bigger than you.
但是不会对你太大。
And so I'm coming to you and I'm asking you for help.
所以呢，我到你面前寻求你的，请求你的帮助。
Dear God, I thank you for your word.
主啊，我们为你的话语感谢你。
I thank you that you show us through your word what a mighty God you are.
你通过你的话语，你让我们知道你是一位何等大而可畏的神。
So many times we try to solve our problems in our own power.
很多时候我们想靠着我们自己的能力来解决问题。
We try to fix things in our own strength.
我们要靠着我们自己的力量来修复问题。
And we make a mess of it.
然后我们就把事情搞得一团糟。
Help us to follow the example of Nehemiah.
帮助我们能够效法尼希米的榜样。
And to rely on you in the most difficult times in our lives.
在我们生命中最困难的时候，我们能够依靠你。
I pray in Jesus.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。阿门。